We thank God and we sure miss Sister Rosie tonight. She's just working so hard and she's not well, but she will get to see this and later on or so. But I'm so excited what God is doing, and our church is really reaching out around the world, and God is really, there's good reports that we are getting from feedback all over the world. And we will maybe, when I close, tell you a little bit. I don't want to say it on Facebook or anything like that, you know. But we want to just mention it a little bit to you, so you will be encouraged. I just wanted to say that one thing that we want to say before, and then I'd say the rest later, is that maybe brother, you can tell me how many percentage that we were up. How many? 500%. How many? What? Reach? I'll tell him that later. I just want the percentage. 600 or 6,000. All right, so you do the math on that. 6,000. You guys are smart. It's cool. If you're up 100%, you're doing good, right, Katie? So if you're up what? 6,000? You do the math. So they grade your programs and what you're doing. The first day of the kingdom of God, the word of his kingdom, the first day, that one is how many views that it's amazing how many thousands of views. So just a few verses of scriptures that we put it up, and we're doing about the kingdom, we're doing about the second coming, and we're doing about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm doing it. I stand there day and night writing, searching, studying, searching everything I can find, and reading and getting the Word of God together. That's what I do. Nobody writes it down somewhere. I have to find it and search it. But thank God for other great men that have written and talk about the kingdom and the resurrection and the second coming. I didn't just get it all by myself. I had good teachers. I have people that help me, and books that I read, study, and more so the Bible. So I want to just give thanks for all those that has helped me. No one is an island to himself. You have to have help. If you think you can do it, just no more than our church can do it by ourselves. We are not the only one. God has a lot of people. We are not the only church that God has. So we recognize Sister Letty was speaking about the church in Philadelphia, Philadelphian church, and there are seven churches, right? Seven churches. And there were seven churches in Asia. And I like what she was saying. One of them was filled with brotherly love. And then the Lord says, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold on to what you have. Don't let anybody take your crown, or don't get discouraged. Don't serve God according to how you feel or according to how people act. Somebody don't come to church. Your salvation is not based on that person. You're not serving God because of that person. You're serving God because you love the Lord. Or somebody influence you and tell you, oh, it's nice out in the world. Come on. You came out of the world to come to church. Nobody ever tell you that. You know what's out there. Somebody's going to tell you what's out there. You already know what's out there. Right. And you don't have to leave the church to get out there. Sister Anita was quoting a chapter of Psalms, tonight. And the reason why because last night, I think it was last night, or this morning, most of last night or yesterday, sometimes I was in that Psalms, and I was in Psalms 96 and Psalms 98. I honestly was in Psalms 96 in my putting together of the kingdom. I was in Psalms 96, and when she say that, I thought maybe just I look at it a few minutes. At one point, I wasn't going to get up. Sister Rosie is not here, so nobody's going to nudge me. But then when she, I honestly thought of taking my night off, sitting down there. If my wife is not here, I don't have to impress anybody. See? But then when she quoted that chapter from Psalms 98, I thought I'd just get up a little bit and say a few things on that Psalms, or wherever the Lord lead us. Okay? So in Psalms 96 and 98, 96, verse 10 says, "Say among the heathen." Then you see you have a message. Are you listening now? What is the message that you have to declare to the heathen? It's not just going talking about money and gifts and what you're going to have and all that. No, this is the message. It's the message of the everlasting gospel. This message of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness. So here is a message God tells you, even the Old Testament. Say ye among the heathen. What do you say? That the Lord reigneth. The Lord is king. And his kingdom reigns forever. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. Then say among the heathen, the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. See, that's the world to come. This world, as you know it, will pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But the kingdom come. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the new heaven and the new earth, that wherein dwelleth righteousness, said 2 Peter chapter 3. We, according to his promise, he promised that to us, do look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. The earth shall be established, that it shall not be moved. That means it will never come to an end. No one can remove it. He shall judge the people righteously. We just had that scripture a while ago. It's in righteousness that he judge and make war. He shall judge righteously. That means he's a just, honest, fair judge. And he judges righteously. Verse 11 now says that let the heavens rejoice. Notice he, let the heavens rejoice. You remember one time the heavens, it's hard to rejoice because there was war in heaven. But now let the heavens rejoice, because even the heavens are to be cleansed. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Are you living on the earth? Well, why are you so sad? You should be glad. Let the earth be glad. That's what the Bible says. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar. It's not just the sea out there roaring down at the ocean, but it's the sea of humanity. That the sea that have been redeemed with the blood of the Lamb, and they're roaring like the sound, John heard it, the sound of many waters. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the fullness of the seas, when we come into that knowledge of it, because the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the water cover the sea. So let the sea roar. Have you ever passed and hear that loud sea roaring? Well, that's what we are to do. We are to roar, and that let the praises of God goes up, and let the fullness thereof, and the fullness thereof. The next verse says, let the field, and here's what's going to happen now. Here's what's going to happen. Let the field be joyful. The field is the world, the humanity. We've lost our joy. We don't have a joy. But look, listen, there's coming a joy in the morning. There's coming something to us, because weeping may endure for a night. That's the nighttime of the world. We are in nighttime right now, but joy cometh in the morning. So let the sea roar, let the fields be joyful, and all that is therein. Everybody out there, be joyful. Then shall. Notice what's going to happen. Then notice what's going to happen. Then shall all the trees or people. Trees or people. Then shall the trees of the wood rejoice. See, the trees will clap their hands. The trees will rejoice. See, these are in parables. God is speaking to us in parabolic language. And he says, let the trees, then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. And next verse says, before the Lord. Are they going to do that? Before the Lord. They're going to rejoice. Why are they going to rejoice? Because it's the second advent. It's the coming of Jesus Christ. He's coming back. He said, I'm gone, but I will return. And the angel said to the disciples, this same Jesus that is taken away from you shall so return in like manner. For he cometh to judge the earth. Hallelujah. We have that judgment in righteousness. He shall judge the world with righteousness. Emphasis over and over. In righteousness shall he judge and make war. And the people with his truth. What's the truth? Thy word is truth. And if you judge yourself, you will not be judged. So here tonight, the Lord is judging you because you're listening. Because you're here, so he can judge you with righteousness. He can put a word in your heart and let you know that he's coming back. And the people will be so happy. The trees will clap their hands. The sea will roar. Praise God. And the truth of God's word will be given. And he will judge the world in righteousness. And that's it, right? He will judge the world in righteousness. So that was Psalms 96. You see that? That's the second advent. Yeah, it's not only in the New Testament that you find the second advent. Here it is. Beautiful. Stayed up beautiful that you could memorize those scriptures. And when you get on your feet, you've got something to say. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Then in Psalms 98, go over to Psalms 98 quickly. And, let's go through it fast, okay? Sing unto the Lord a new song. It's time for you to learn some more scriptures. You got one tonight, didn't you? That was a new song. You can sing Psalms 96. And then now we're learning to sing Psalms 97. Sing unto the Lord a new song. For he had done marvelous things. His right hand, hold on. His right hand, who is the right hand of God? Jesus Christ is the right hand of God. His right hand and his holy arm. Who is the holy arm? Jesus Christ. His right hand and his holy arm had gotten him the victory. Where at Calvary, when he died and he said that I'm he that was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. The Lord had made known his salvation. Did he? Did he make and reveal his salvation? Why you've accepted Christ and all you know? And we who were Gentiles, and we did not know, we were strangers from the commonwealth of Israel. But tonight, we are fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. We've been adopted into the family of God. We've been drafted in the family of God. So it says, the Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness, as he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. Were we one time heathen? Gentile nation? We were let down in the sheep. Remember? Four-legged beasts and creeping things. But listen. At the four corners was knit. And the Lord told Peter, don't call what I have cleansed common or unclean. But we've been cleansed tonight by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We've been purchased. We're bought with a price. We are not our own, but we belong to Jesus Christ. So when the devil pushes you around and when he makes you look like foolish, you don't understand the Bible. You are a son of God tonight. And God loves you. You've got power over all the powers of the enemy. But all you have to do is to use it. But my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. But if it ever dawned on you that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If it ever dawned on you that the devil is a liar, you would rise up. And you've got weapons that you need to use. What about your hands? Clap your hands, all ye people. What about your mouth? Shout with a voice of triumph. Eh? But he gives you power over all the powers of the enemy. What would happen? One could chase 1,000, couldn't they? And two put 10,000 to flight. If you believe your God, that greater is he that is in you tonight, that your God is great and your God is mighty. If you believe that you've got a great, big, wonderful God, you would praise the Lord and the devil would have to flee from you. The devil couldn't trouble you. His righteousness that he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. Look at what he's done. Look at what he has done. Look what the Lord has done. Huh? Look what the Lord has done for me. He had remembered his mercy and his truth towards the house of Israel. All, everybody say this. All the ends of the, let's drag it out a little bit. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God going to all the world. Look at what the Lord is helping us as a small church to do. What are we doing? We don't have the money. We don't have the recognition. We don't have all the facilities. But what are we doing? What are we doing? We are just the best that God has, and we're coming together, and we are sending this around the world. What are we sending? This gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world for a witness, and then shall the end come. Not just preaching, not just talking, not just talking about material things, but there's a special message. It's called the gospel of the kingdom. And that's the gospel that when Philip went down to Samaria, he preached that a Christ and those things pertaining to the kingdom. Amen. In the 8th chapter, I think it is, right? Of the book of, our 9th chapter of the book of, is it 8th chapter of the book of Acts? Then Jesus, on his way back to heaven, he preached the kingdom. And what about Paul? What about Paul? Paul preached it, even to the very close of his ministry. He preached the gospel of the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom. And I saw an angel flying in heaven. What about that angel flying in heaven? With what? The everlasting gospel. Everlasting gospel to preach to those that dwell on the earth. See, God has a way to get the message out. God is going to rain down the everlasting gospel of the kingdom. It's going to come down like rain, like the dew. It's going to fall upon you and I, that message, that gospel. And people, like when the rain falls upon the grass, you know, the parched, thirsty land. But when the rain comes upon it, what happened? Grass and all of that springs up. See? And the desert will rejoice and blossom like a rose. That's your desert, your heart that was dry, and your life that was dry. You didn't have any joy. You didn't have nothing growing there but thorns and thistles. But when Christ comes, he takes the great combine of the Holy Ghost, and he weeds up all of that bad weeds and thorns and thistles, and then he plants good seeds in your life, the good seed of the Word of God. And now you're bringing forth 100, and you're bringing forth 60 and 30-fold. Let me tell you, something wonderful is going on in your life tonight, that if you could recognize, the rain is falling. He promised to give the farmer and a lot of rain. He promised to pour out his spirit upon your sons and your daughters. He promised to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Amen. So it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth, make a loud noise. Are you making that? I said, are you making a joyful noise? And are you making a loud noise? And rejoice and sing. You might do all that, but you don't sing. You don't sing. So it's like you eating a peanut butter sandwich without drinking milk. It's dry. See, so you're going to have to sing unto the Lord a new song. You don't want to just offer up a choke sandwich. You're dry. But good, listen, let me tell you something. Let's put the sincere milk upon it. Amen. Come on, let's begin to rejoice in the Lord and praise the Lord and sing praises to God. Sing unto the Lord with the harp. Somebody get a tambourine, get a harp, and you get something and sing unto the Lord with the harp and with the voice of a song. Sing. Amen. I wish to God that this church would clap your hands, shout the Lord, praise God, and sing unto the Lord. He said, with trumpets and the sound of cornets, make a joyful noise before the Lord. The king, verse 7, let the sea roar. We had that before, didn't we? Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell in, that's the new world that's coming up, that's going to be singing and praising God. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Verse 9. Before the Lord. Why? Why? We had that before. For he cometh. Look at him coming. Look at him breaking the eastern sky. Look at him rising. Rising as the Son of Righteousness. Look at him coming. Look at him coming. Why is he coming? To judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. Verse 10 says that, It happened too fast. I'm not ready to quit. Somebody write some more there. It happened too fast. So let the hurt rejoice. Let everybody praise the Lord. So tonight, if you could praise God, tonight, if you could say, Lord, I love you. And let the word of God come down in your heart. If you could get on fire. If you could get stirred up. If you could get out of that dry condition. That backslidden condition. If you could get out of yourself. And begin to praise God. Begin to clap your hands. Come on. You can clap those bony hands of yours. You can praise him. You can open up your mouth. I know you're weak, and I know you're tired, and I know you're coming, all of the excuses coming from work, but tonight, if you can clap your hands and shout, God is going to touch you, and God's going to heal you, and God is going to give you blessings. Oh God, let the people rejoice.